Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Jess and Grace with your 9 a.m. Deadlines.
In local news, owner of Brisbane Hinterland 4WD Training, Steve Cooney, described young drivers as ill-equipped to drive off-road. His warning came after a rollover on Tiwa Beach near Noosa, killing a 24-year-old driver and injured 4 passengers on Sunday. Queensland police said the car was being driven in a foolish manner before it skirted to avoid an object, causing the rental car to roll over. Mr. Cooney has provided some common sense tips to them, including slowing down, planning ahead for title changes, and turning off electronic stability control.
In more local news, Australian Post workers are seeing a sharp rise in dog attacks in the lead up to the holiday season. According to In Queensland, more than 50 postal workers are being attacked every week, with Queensland and New South Wales recording the highest numbers. Within the sunny state itself, Stafford and Darra are the areas with the most dog-related attacks. Australia Post is urging pet owners to ensure their dogs are secure, since attacks are mostly occurring at the front of doors. With the holiday season being their busiest time of the year, it's essential to ensure the well-being of our posties.
In national news, Australian journalist Cheng Lei has warned Australians interested in visiting China to be aware of risks around national security. She was a pledge presenter at the Chinese state-owned English language broadcaster, CGTN, and was taken into custody with charges of illegally supplying state secrets to foreign organizations in August 2020, before being relisted and returned to Australia last month. During Monday's night ABC Q plus 8, 55% of the 8,100 who voted in a social media poll said they would not feel comfortable visiting China. As for her thoughts, she warned Australians to be aware of China's expanding national security law if they choose to visit.
In more national news, the national gender pay gap has fallen to a new low of 21.7%, with an expectation of it falling even lower by early next year. New data reveals that for every $1 men earn in Australia, women earn on average 78 cents. This figure suggests the annual pay gap has narrowed by over $1,300, which is equivalent to 1.1%, and is considered to be the second largest single-year drop since the Workplace Gender Equality Agency first started collecting data in 2014. It is believed that the gap will narrow even further with the federal government implementing public business disclosure laws. This will see the gender pay gap of every large Australian business being published for the public to see sometime in late January or early February 2024. This name and shame method is intended to incite accountability and transparency for businesses to continue narrowing the gaps.
In international news, around 50 Gucci employees in Italy have started a strike to protest against plans to relocate a significant part of its design studio team from the Italian capital to Milan. Gucci, which is owned by the French-based Luxury Goods Group, Kering, announced last month it would move around 2/3 design employees from Rome to Milan. The workers claim the move is equivalent to a collective dismissal, and some employees staged a 4-hour strike yesterday, the first industrial action by creative professionals in Gucci's over 100-year history.
For your weather today, it is currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24 degrees. The fire danger has no reading, and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band.
That's all for your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZ.org.au.